Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the Red Oak FFA, and we have with us the chapter president, Audrey Johnson. Audrey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. What you been up to?
Not much.
How's class going?
Class is going. It's good. Yeah.
Having fun?
Something like that.
Okay. We have with us Natalie Johnson as well, the vice president with the Red Oak FFA. Pull that mic a little closer, Natalie. How's your day going?
Good.
What class are you missing right now?
Baking.
Audrey, how about you? Would you be in baking as well?
No, I'd be in government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on in baking?
I think it's called like Cupcake Wars, and we have little groups with like our friends, and we're making cupcakes. And my group's making chocolate cupcakes.
I was thinking maybe a sample might be in order.
You could be on the judging panel. Tell Mrs. Rohrig.
Tell her. Absolutely. What are you covering in government, Audrey?
I don't know. We just started a new unit Friday, but we didn't really do anything new.
Okay.
So, and then I was gone yesterday, and I'm gone today, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, you'll find out when you get back, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, your class schedule is, Audrey, at school is what? How many classes do you have through the course of the day? What's it look
so
like?
So, I have nurse aid 3 days a week, 8 to 9:30, which mm-hmm. is first and second period.
Mm-hmm.
Third period, I have government. Fourth and fifth period is a college block.
Okay.
Sixth period is Algebra 2. Seventh and eighth period is Janelle's, and I don't have a seminar.
Okay. How about you, Natalie?
I have animal science first period.
Yeah.
Then Algebra 2, second period. Baking's third. Fourth, I have a college class. Fifth is choir. Sixth is college. And then my seventh and eighth is Janelle's Forge class.
Okay. What's your favorite of those classes?
I really like animal science.
Okay. What's your least favorite of those classes?
I don't know. Sometimes I like algebra, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the challenge, but sometimes it's just a bit much.
How about you, Audrey?
My favorite Chanel's and my least favorite is definitely algebra.
Okay. After high school, you're going to do what, Audrey?
I'm going to go into drug and alcohol abuse therapy.
Okay. And Natalie?
I'm looking at animal nutrition.
Where do you want to go to college?
I'm between probably K-State and South Dakota State. I have a visit for South Dakota State on sometime in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
When will you make that decision? You have a while. You're only a junior, so you have a while.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about FFA. How long have you been involved with ag? Not necessarily FFA, but ag.
My whole life.
Okay. Why FFA? How long have you been involved with FFA? Since you could, right?
Yeah. So you can join FFA in seventh grade, and that's when I started.
Okay. Audrey, how about you?
I joined an FFA in, that was weird. I joined FFA in seventh grade, but then I didn't do it in eighth grade. And then I joined again my freshman year.
Okay. What's the best part about FFA? What do you enjoy most?
The people.
Yeah. New experiences.
Meetings.
You get to go like competitions, but you get to visit with people.
Mm-hmm.
National convention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When is that? November?
End of October.
Okay.
Beginning of November.
Mm-hmm. All right. Looking forward to that again this year?
Yes.
So one of the things, though, that is important is you have to raise funds for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of expensive to do that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
Who is your chapter advisor?
Riley Pelzer.
Okay. How long has Ms. Pelzer been there? A couple of 3-4 years?
Since freshman year, maybe?
Three years.
Okay.
This is our fourth.
All right.
Something like that.
So let's talk about the alumni supper. I want you to tell me, Audrey or Natalie, the details, when it is, where it is, how I get my ticket, who's invited. Tell me some of those details.
So it is on Tuesday, March 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Gold Fair Building.
For supper, we're going to have pork chops from the Cattlemen's. And then Brenda Verbo will provide the sides, which are green beans, potatoes, and rolls. And
awesome.
The meal's free will donation. So.
Okay. You're going to be generous because it does go back to the chapter,
yes. mm-hmm.
which again helps you guys to do all the activities that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're also going to have a silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
What time does the silent auction start?
It's from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Do you have an idea what some of those items would be?
We always have a lot of great stuff donated from the local businesses. Sometimes there's little gift baskets or like the hair salons might donate some shampoo or like just different things that everyone could okay. enjoy.
Then tell me about the live auction. Okay, so the silent auction is from 5 until 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The live auction starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Some great items on there as well.
Yeah, usually if, let's say they don't, like, aren't cook up all the pork chops or something,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they'll auction those off. I know in the past they've sold just seed or, like, maybe a soil test for your field or something. Just
yeah,
bigger stuff like that.
Okay. Who can, so if you're not an FFA alum, can I still attend?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Come and enjoy. Do I need to purchase a ticket in advance?
No. It's free will donation.
Up. Yep.
Have a meal. Who's cooking again, did you say?
The Cattlemen, so you know it'll be really good.
It's going to be great.
And Brenda Verba is yes. cooking sides.
I mean, this is like, you can't lose on this deal.
No. Nope.
You can't lose, so.
And we'll have to-go meals if you don't want.
Okay, how do I do that? What do I do? Do I call ahead? Do I show up and pick it up there? How does that work?
You could definitely probably show up and take a to-go box home, and maybe if you'd want to call ahead, you could get a hold of Riley Pelzer or our mm-hmm. look on our FFA Facebook page and find some information there too.
Okay. Anything else around the alumni supper? Tell me. So we mentioned the national convention, mm-hmm. but what else? I mean, what like? Going ahead immediately, other than the alumni supper, what do you have coming up FFA-wise that you're looking forward to? What's next on the agenda for you guys?
Well, this week is FFA week, and then March 7th is FFA contest.
Where's that at?
Denison.
Okay.
And we have a few people competing at
Tell districts. Me about it. Can you have some of those?
Yeah, job interview, which I'm competing in. I got second at sub-district, so I'm moving on to districts. Audrey did public speaking, she got first at sub-districts.
Mm-hmm.
And then our secretary's book, treasurer's book, and reporter's scrapbook will also be at districts.
Mm-hmm. What do you do at the job interview?
I started practicing a few months ago, and it's just a great contest because it's preparing me for real-world things, too.
Yeah.
And I started off just sitting down with Pelzer. I answered some practice questions and then just kind of jumped into it. And then I've done different practice interviews with people from the community,
yeah.
like Mr. Lorenz and a few other people.
Okay. So that's kind of how you prep. Will you do that same thing when you go to districts?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll just sit down. There'll be three judges watching, and then one judge will be interviewing me.
You get nervous?
A little bit. I start to talk a little fast, so that's something I'm trying to work on for the contest.
That's okay. Natalie Johnson. Okay, Audrey, about public speaking. So you were first?
Yes.
Tell me about that. What did you do? How did you prepare?
I can't tell you that. I got to compete it.
Okay.
So you basically...
How did you prepare for it? Tell me that.
So I picked a topic that was close to my heart.
Uh-huh.
And I basically shared part of my stories and experiences. I don't know if I can really say that. I don't know if it really matters. And then I just kind of, like, thought of, like, it's basically, like, an ag subject. So I chose farm and animal safety.
Okay.
And then I just, like, talk about it, how it can change, how it can...
How long is your speech? And like,
My speech has to be at least 6 minutes.
Okay. At least.
At least.
But not more than?
It can be more than.
Okay.
And she has to have it all memorized. Like, the mm-hmm. judges have her, like, her speech and, like, are watching.
How many judges mm-hmm. are there?
There were three at sub-districts. There probably will be three or four at districts.
You get nervous?
I get, yeah. Miss Pelzer made me give it in front of the alumni the other night at their meeting, and I was, like, shaky, and I did not want to do it.
So you two guys are going to districts.
Yes.
But there are several other chapter members going, correct?
Yeah.
Do you know who else is going?
Dylan Rydberg is our secretary, so he'll be taking his secretary's book. I did that last year, and... It's every secretary fills out their secretary book. It's a good thing to enter. Our mm-hmm. treasurer is Rylan Mertz, so he'll have his treasurer's book with all of our reports. And then the reporter scrapbook is Ricky Pearson, Destiny Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have their reporter scrapbook, which is a fun thing.
Okay. So what is next after districts? So districts is March 7th. That's coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
You guys are ready to go. You're dialed in. Ready to go.
Yes, I'm dialed in.
What's after districts? What's the next thing that takes place after district?
Our FFA banquet.
Okay.
So, which is March 23rd.
Sometime in March, we know.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many chapter members are there?
70.
70 yes. chapter members. That seems like a lot. Is that a lot?
Yeah. And it's a lot of middle school. We have a lot of middle school mm-hmm. members. Not many high school members. We'd like to see that improve, but...
What do you have to do to become a chapter member? What do I apply? Do I... What do I do?
We have an application that you can fill out, and it's like... It's a $20 due to get a t-shirt. So you fill out the application at the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay the $20, and then you're an active member. Otherwise, if you're taking an ag class, you're still a member of FFA, but you're just considered inactive.
Okay. Yeah,
that's something they just recently changed. Yeah. So
do you have meetings with your chapter yeah. and mm-hmm. go through like once a month, every week? Yeah. How frequently do you meet?
Once a month we have meetings, and they're usually in the morning at 7:30. And the alumni provides breakfast. Usually us officers get there ahead of time and we'll cook eggs or something on the Blackstone. But like the money from the alumni supper would help the alumni keep providing breakfast for us for the mm-hmm. meetings.
What topics do you cover and do you discuss at your meetings?
We talk about upcoming events. We talk about events that we did host. And then we also have sign-up sheets if you want to sign up for this event, if you want to sign up for concessions, like anything and everything that's upcoming.
Do you continue to meet in the summer as well? What do you do in the summer?
We don't have monthly meetings in the summer, but we meet a lot, especially around fair stuff.
Sure.
We have like COLT, which is Chapter Officer Leadership Training, which is for just our officer team. And then we also have an officer retreat where we go do something fun. It's like a team bonding.
Okay.
And we plan the upcoming events during the retreat.
Yeah, we plan upcoming events during the retreat too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Fun. You enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. When's your next meeting?
This Friday at 7:30 in the ag room.
Okay. Yep. There you go. We have with us this morning, we have Audrey Johnson, who is the president of the Red Oak FFA chapter, and Natalie Johnson, who is the vice president of the FFA chapter. Tell me again, Audrey or Natalie, about the alumni supper. When it is, where it is, what do I do, how do I get my tickets, carryouts available. Tell me the details of the entire evening.
Yes, so on Tuesday, March 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Gold Fair Building, we will be hosting our annual FFA alumni supper. We will be serving pork chops that are grilled by the Cattlemans, and then green beans, potatoes, and rolls by Brenda Verba. Do you want to talk about the auctions?
Yeah, so we'll have a silent auction from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and then a live auction from 6, or it starts at 6:30 p.m. There's various donors. The silent auction usually has, like, little gift baskets. Could have different, like, hair products in it or other little things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the live auction is usually bigger things, like...
And proceeds from this alumni supper and auction, what do they do? What do you do with
all
the proceeds?
All of it goes back towards the FFA.
Yep.
Yes, and we use it for, like, entry fees for different contests, for hotel rooms when we go on trips, and mm-hmm. food for the chapter and things like that.
Everyone's invited.
Yes.
You don't have to be an FFA alum or chapter member. Everyone, mm-hmm. come and enjoy. So, and it's a free will offering.
Yes.
So be generous.
Yes.
Be super generous when you do it. And pay way more than you think you should at the silent auction and the live auction.
Oh, yeah.
Because it all goes back.
It's for the kids.
That's right.
It's for the kids.
That's right, Natalie. Exactly right. Tell me the FFA week activities.
This week, we just left from Inman. We were doing Jeopardy with... Was it the fifth grade?
Sixth grade.
We've been doing Jeopardy in the morning with them. So that was
fun.
That was fun. And then we had a few other members hide little Highland cows around the school, just for at the high school, just for something for kids to look out for, just to remind them it's FFA week. And if they turn them in, they get a prize.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we do a coloring contest. So was it last week? Every grade was handed.
At Inman.
Every grade at Inman got a coloring sheet, and they colored it. And then yesterday, I was gone, but you guys went into Pelzer's room, and you picked a first, second, and third place?
Just first and second.
First and second place out of every grade.
Okay.
And then, is it today after
yeah,
this?
Yeah, today. Well, after we leave here, we'll go back to Inman, and we'll present the winners, like some candy or a T-shirt mm-hmm. or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and then we have teacher appreciation snacks on Friday. So what are we doing? Are we doing ice cream?
I think, last year we served them ice cream and brownies. Just
all
as
the
a
teachers?
Thank you.
Yeah.
At the high school.
All the high school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So do you know what you're going to serve them this week?
It might be ice cream and brownies.
I thought it
again.
Was ice cream and brownies again, but I'm not for
solid
sure.
Solid choice.
Be a surprise. Uh-huh.
A solid choice. You could do cupcakes from your baking class if they're really good.
If they're really good.
So, all right. Yeah. We'll see. Natalie Johnson and Audrey Johnson with me. What have we failed to cover this morning, Audrey or Natalie? What did I leave out? Did we cover what we needed to?
I think so.
I guess
if you have questions, what would be the proper way to ask those questions? Through your Facebook page?
Yeah.
What would you search for?
I'd say you could comment on a Facebook page, message our Red Oak Facebook page privately, or you could always call the school and ask to talk to Ms. Pelzer.
Is that the best thing to do, you think?
I'd say either that or comment on our Facebook posts.
Okay. Very good. Nice to see you both. When you leave here, where are you going, Audrey? What's next on your list?
Back to Inman for coloring contest.
Same thing?
Same thing.
What class will you have when you get back to school?
I think she said we'll be back at the end of fifth, which is choir.
Lunch.
And they're working on the I don't know. But
yeah.
If I go back to choir, they'll be working on the musical. So that's also something people
Sound
can look
of
forward
music?
To. Yes.
We're going to talk to we're talking to someone this afternoon about the Sound of Music.
I think it'll be a good time.
You enjoy that?
I'm going to watch it. I love watching the high school plays and musicals.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in it, but I've been just kind of helping with it.
Cool.
So.
All right. Fun. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. Hope it's a tremendous success for you guys, and I know it will be.
Thanks.
Make it a great day. Audrey Johnson and Natalie Johnson with me this morning from the Red Oak Community School District.
Make it a morning to remember with a 2 for $5.